Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're talking this week about abiding in the Lord and understanding that we are the beloved children of God. That is a life-transforming truth if we allow the Holy Spirit to make it come alive in us. And that is we prayerfully, daily walk with Jesus and are attentive to the grace of the Holy Spirit who wants to help us understand who we are. Because our identity is the foundation of everything in the Christian life. The more we understand ourselves, as the beloved, the more we understand that we are children of God and what a precious thing that is and how much the Lord is for us, how much His promises to us are sure and true, and how much He wants us to be able to see Him and know Him. I talked the other day on the program about how Jesus is at the right hand of the Father now in glory. When He returned to the Father, He returned as the God-man, that He's still a man. He still has a body. He still Mary's son. And so He still loves with a divine love, with the superabundance of His glorified humanity, but it's still has a dimension of human love. And it's important for us to be able to relate to that. Why do I say that? Because think about people in your life, maybe your children, brother or sister, or friend that you just totally delight in, that you feel in your heart. When good things happen to them, your heart sings. You're just so proud or delighted in them. And just little things, like a father, if your son's off to college or something, you haven't heard from him, he just calls you because he wants to talk to you. And he wants to talk to you about maybe something he's struggling with or working through, and he's leaning on you and he's relying on you, or he's done something good, you know, he's done really well on an exam or something. He wants to call you and share his joy, and you feel this joy and you have such delight. Or think about your grandkids. When I look at some of my grandchildren, sometimes I have this permanent smile on my face. I kind of like wow. It's almost unexplainable what that kind of love, how powerful it is, and how it just rises spontaneously in the heart. Now, that's what Jesus is like when He looks at you. He smiles. He delights in you. And every little way in which you try to turn your heart toward Him, to be His friend. Remember, He calls us beloved, but He also says, you're my friends. And if we relate to Him that way, and how do we do that? We listen, we read His word, we talk to Him in prayer, and we obey Him. And every little attempt that we make to respond to His commands and to obey Him is precious in His eyes. It's the most valuable thing. In fact, every act of love that comes from our heart, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and our willing and our saying yes to God, loving neighbor, this will echo into eternity. This is the most important stuff. We often don't see it. We don't value it that way because society doesn't value it that way. That's not the message we get every day. But it's the message from the cross where Jesus is telling us, friends, this, what I'm doing right now, right here, offering my life to the Father freely as an act of love and doing it because I love you and I want you to be with me forever, this is the language of heaven. This is the calculus of heaven. This is what heaven values. So in this earth, it's not the case. I mean, sometimes we see it, we feel it, we glimpse it, but so often what gets exalted is pride, arrogance, receiving honors, being recognized, being first, being ahead of everybody, being better than everybody, all that stuff. And life is kind of lived like a zero-sum game, and my neighbor is not my brother, who I ought to be delighted to wash his feet and to help him in any way I can because I see his eternal dignity in Christ, born in the image and likeness of God. My brother, and even the poorest among us, the child in the womb, I'm going back to that just because, friends, it's such a big deal right now. There's such enormous blindness that's reemerging in the arrogance of some of our leaders in our country, our political leaders and the rest, to see the precious dignity and value of that child and to serve it. All of that comes from a heart that recognizes and sees what Jesus sees and loves what Jesus loves. And you can see how easy it is in the world to fall prey to the powers of this world and end up calling something else love, the direct opposite of what God calls love. So as we're talking about it today, I wanted to continue on helping us understand what it means to live as the beloved and what it means to be a friend of Jesus and to hopefully relate to almost his humanity in his heart toward us. He knows your struggles. He knows who you are. He walked on this earth, so he knows how limited this earth is and its capacity to fill your heart. You were made for him, you were made by him, and so his heart is directed toward you in love. And so it's helpful to see, how does Jesus love you? How deeply does Jesus love you? Jesus said he loves us as the Father loved him, so he loved us. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This very chapter 15 of John's Gospel that we talked about yesterday, abiding in the Lord, Jesus calls us again. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. I'm united perfectly. That is, he's united perfectly to the love of the Father. And that love is the power and life of the Holy Spirit in him. And he has the power to give that life to whomever he chooses. Jesus is the only lifeline for the human race to be brought from death to life. To be brought from death to life is to come out of just our biological life, which is dying, into the Christ life, into the life that flows from Jesus, the sharing in the divine life, the new man, the God-man, Jesus who took human flesh into heaven and a whole new thing for us, a whole new destiny, a whole new capacity, a whole new reality has begun in Jesus. And Jesus wants to share his love for us by giving us a share, uniting us to himself so we can have and share in all that belongs to him. So he gives us the image. We know a branch cannot live without the sap that flows from the vine, right? It's the life principle that's flowing through the vine. Jesus said, you're a branch, abide in. So live in him. Live in Jesus, who's the vine. Walk in him. I ended yesterday's program, gave you some examples of what that means. It means I walk out each day, I talk with Jesus. Right? The simple prayers from my heart. I listen for Jesus' voice. Jesus said, mine know my voice. My sheep know me. They recognize my voice. Do you recognize Jesus' voice? Do you not know him well enough? Have you not pursued your relationship with him? Have you not read his word kind of day in and day out and to let him speak to you? Or are you not getting the kind of quiet that you ought to be getting each day where you can just silence all the noise in your life, your interior noise and the external noise, shutting off your phone, shutting off your computer, and going to a place of quiet where you can open yourself and allow the Spirit of Jesus that dwells in you if you're baptized into him. Let the Spirit of Jesus speak to your spirit. He's going to show you that God is your Father. He's going to, as the Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 8, that the affection, the filial affection of Jesus' heart for the Father, the childlike love and trust that Jesus has for the Father is being born in us. That's part of the sap that's flowing from the vine that is Jesus. Jesus wants to awaken in us through the power of the Holy Spirit a capacity to see, to experience, to believe in, and to actually feel in some way, in a deeply human way, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, a trusting, loving rest in the Father's love. That's ultimately what abiding in Christ means. And Jesus goes on to say important things to us in this chapter. He says, if you abide in me, this is verse 7, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Jesus said, I want to help you. He said, if you abide in my commands, if you're walking in the way of salvation, and you're asking me to help you in that way of salvation, I will hear your prayer, and I will help you. The question always for Jesus is, do you want it? How bad do you want it? Do you really want God first? Do you really want him enthroned in your heart? Is the hunger in the depth of you really about becoming what we quoted Paul as saying, that you want to be the beloved, destined to be a saint, called to be a saint in this world? Is that your passion? Because if that's what you're asking Jesus for, help to be everything he's meant you to be, he will answer that prayer. And then he goes on, he says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Jesus had said to us, he says in other places, I have chosen you, you have not chosen me. You can say, Jesus, what have you chosen me for? I've chosen you first to be a child of God, but I've chosen you to bear fruit like a child of God. Bear fruit that will last. What's the fruit that will last? The character of Jesus within us? Becoming Christ-like, becoming holy, that will last. And the ministry that we do in Jesus, the work, the assignment, the plan, what he's calling us to do and what he's equipped us to do, to help seek and save the lost, to heal the broken, to bind up, to find the lost and the lonely and the forgotten in our hospitals, in our prisons, in our neighborhoods, wherever they are, and to bring God's love to them. These are the things that will last. This is the fruit bearing that Jesus is looking for. It's the kind of fruit that flows from the particular vine. The particular vine is love. God is love. Jesus, in his humanity, is perfectly united in his divinity to that love. And we're meant to be connected to him and to allow that love, that life of God to flow in us, and then it flows out of us. It grows in us in the character of Jesus, and it flows out of us in the ministry of Jesus. And whatever we do in that love will last. But what we do for our own ego, what we do in the flesh, what we do for pride, for whatever, that's all going to pass away. It's all going to be judged. It's not worthy of the kingdom of God. This is why we've got to get our math right here, friends on earth, and really know how to value what's truly valuable. We keep seeking all that glitters, you know, all that glitters isn't gold. We keep getting suckered into this in the world that money, fame, power, possessions, you name it, that all of that is worth having. It's not. We're being tempted. We're being seduced into it. And we need to reject it. So Jesus goes on and he says something very important. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Abide in my love. So Jesus said that abiding includes obeying his commandment. He's saying, abide in my love. And the love language of heaven is this. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Keeping the commandments is a way of expressing love, just like Jesus did on the cross, right? Jesus said, I do everything the Father commands me to do because I love the Father. And I want everybody to know that I love the Father, Jesus said. This is the point of life, to love the Father. And it's not just a feeling. It's not just an emotion. It's not, you know, the Beatles kind of love. It's the love that's perfectly expressed in the person of Jesus. And so you ask the question, what does it mean to abide in God's love? Jesus said, abide in my love. It means to trust him, to trust that love, so much to say yes to that love and respond back to it in obedience to the commandments. And what's the nature of Jesus' love for us? Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. The Father loved Jesus for all eternity. And he loves us 24/7, 365, all the time, all day. God is love. Jesus is God. Jesus is love. Jesus loves you the way the Father loved him. How's that? Chew on that, friends, tonight, and tune back in tomorrow for more of this, but let that sink into your heart. Ask the Holy Spirit, what does that mean? Help me. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.